Is this really the most terrifying passage in the Bible? Matthew 7:22 states, "Many will say unto me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name have done many wonderful works? And then I will profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity." Well, number one is that it's only terrifying if you're a false prophet, which is exactly who this is being addressed to, according to verse 15, where it states, "Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravening wolves." Number two is that it's only terrifying if you're depending on your works to save you, which is exactly what this person is doing right here. You see, instead of saying, "Lord, Lord, have I not believed on Jesus Christ for salvation and placed my faith in him alone?" he begins to list all of his works, expecting to receive eternal life because of it. Verse 21 states, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven." That will being clearly laid out in John 6:40, where it states, "Now this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone that seeth the Son and believeth on him that sent me may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up in the last